I speak to him a lot about getting this thing done. And I always hang up and say, well, that was a nice phone call. And then missiles are launched into Kiev or some other city. And I said, strange. And after that happens three or four times, you say, the talk doesn't mean anything. My conversations with him are always very pleasant. They say, isn't that a very lovely conversation? And then the missiles go off that night. I go home, I tell the First Lady, you know, I spoke to Vladimir today. We had a wonderful conversation. She said, oh, really? Another city was just hit. So it's like, look, he's, I don't want to say he's an assassin, but he's a tough guy. It's been proven over the years. He's fooled a lot of people. He fooled Bush. He fooled a lot of people. He fooled Clinton, Bush, Obama, Biden. He didn't fool me. But what I do say is that at a certain point, you know, ultimately talk doesn't talk. It's got to be action. It's got to be results. And I hope he does it.